Rams Vikings last night, entertaining game.
The Vikings panicking. They've lost two in a row. No, they haven't. They beat the Lions. Wait a minute. They lost to the Lions. Yeah, they've lost two in a row.
And that's what happens in those short weeks. Look, they've been in both games last night. The Rams were at full strength for the first time.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua back.
Dude, Puka, he just catches everything.
He's a dog.
Got me 18 points last night.
The wide receiver display last night was insane. Yep. Justin Jefferson goes over 100 last night as well.
See that catch he made on the sideline?
Yeah. I mean, the ability of Puka to catch a ball in stride, in traffic, and never break stride and never slow down, never lose his momentum is insane. And Matthew Stafford's ability to put it right on his chest is equally as insane. When you look at some of those little quick slants and little seams he runs, it's nuts, dude. It's crazy. He looks like he's going to get his head taken off at any minute, and he's just like, no, I'm just going to keep running full speed.
He kind of slithers free for another 2-3 yards, man. And the Vikings, that you feel like that's the most complete team in the NFL. I mean, what do they have, like 24 sacks, 11 interceptions, or top of all the statistical categories as far as that goes. But
yeah, but
it just shows you.
That interception that Stafford threw last night, I looked at Mike and I said, hold on, was there pressure here? Let's go rewatch this. No. He just overthrows a guy. I'm like, we never get just an overthrown interception. Like, I feel like we never get the easy play that works out in our favor. But the Puka Nacua is living proof that human error is alive and well in the NFL draft. He made it to the fifth round. It's just incredible. Then again, though, Drake London is living proof that, you know what? Sometimes they know what they're doing. Bijan Robinson. Because Drake, don't look now, but shade under 500 yards and less than 50 catches.